When I started my leadership career, I had two goals. I wanted to help the people in my congregation, and I hoped to someday, by the end of my career, grow a church to an attendance of 500 people. I had a pretty good sense of how to accomplish the first task, and I'd watched my father help people every day of his life, plus I had natural people skills. But I had no idea how to go about accomplishing the second task, other than to work hard. In the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, I wrote about a meeting I had in 1972 with Kurt Kampmeyer, a salesman from Success Motivation Institute. Kurt introduced me to a personal growth kit that cost a whopping $799. It took Margaret and me 6 months to scrape together the money, and I bought the kit. I look back now at what that kit taught, and it was really simple. The basics of goal setting and follow through. But it was significant to me because it helped me to create a track to run on for identifying goals, breaking them down into manageable steps, and following through with the disciplines to get them done. I spent 3 years working from that growth kit, and hitting goals became a consistent part of my professional life. During that period, I read an article about the fastest-growing churches in the country, and I got excited. What if we could make our church one of them? What if we could become the fastest-growing church in the state of Ohio, I thought. That became my goal. It was a big goal, a huge goal for me. The church was already close to my lifetime goal of 500 people, and I was only in my 20s. But I was willing to strive for it. I won't bore you with all the details, but we succeeded in doubling the size of the congregation in 1 year. And in 1975, we were recognized as the fastest-growing church in Ohio. And we all celebrated. When you hit a goal like that, once the celebration is done, you start asking yourself the question, what's next? And that's what I started to do. I wondered what I should try to do next. Did I want to attempt the same thing the next year? Was there a different goal should I be going after? As I reflected and explored ideas, I came to a realization. The lessons I learned while working to grow the church were actually more important and more valuable to me than hitting any numbers or achieving the goal. In that moment, I made the shift, the personal development shift, from goals to growth. The goals I set and achieved were nice, but they weren't as significant as the growth I experienced. Goals helped me to do better, but growth helped me to become better. The growth experience was giving me a greater satisfaction than reaching individual goals. There was also another great benefit. Soon, other leaders began asking me how I had accomplished the growth of the church, and I started teaching what I had learned. This was the start of my career as a leadership trainer and speaker. Achieving a goal had opened the door to opportunity, but my ongoing ability to train others and develop my career as a trainer and speaker came as the fruit of my personal growth. And I've been able to continue speaking because personal development became my focus. Growth changes. As I look back at the time I was making this personal development leader shift from goals to growth, I can see that I made three significant shifts in the way that I approached becoming.